piping porridge. Here's to the biscuit tot. Here's to the java flowing like lava out of the coffee pot. Here's to the eggs and bacon. Here's to the waffles unique. And here's three rousing cheers for the best meal of the week. For it's Sunday morning, breakfast time, the time all men adore.
Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patton.
And we're the food guys. Fish cookery is a really important issue for people who live in Montana because it turns out everybody is an angler of some sort. Curiously enough, we have no steelhead in this state. But if you live along the western coast, you can go over to Idaho, and here are these steelhead that come 1,200 miles panting up the river to spawn. Uh-huh. And unlike salmon, they go back.
That's right.
And they can make three or four trips sometimes.
I know. Steelhead is actually a version of the rainbow trout.
Yeah, it's a
great fish. The seagoing version of the rainbow trout. Not all rainbow trout go to sea. Some of them just stay in the river, and others somehow are fated to trek out to the sea to become quite large. As you said, they can come back repeatedly to spawn.
Yeah, that's right.
But unlike salmon.
I think it's relatively unusual for them to come back more than two or three times, simply because of the journey. They don't always come very far inland to spawn. I've caught them near the coast where they're quite silvery as they come off the sea. They're a splendid fish. It's one of the greatest tasting fishes.
They are wonderful. Now, what you're going to buy in our markets is going to be a farmed steelhead.
Is that okay?
That is okay, because if you go to the Monterey Bay Aquarium website, and they're always updating fishes that are okay to eat.
Yes.
Because of how they're harvested or how they're farmed. Farmed steelhead is one of the okay fish, because it's done in a healthy, sustainable way.
That's a relief to know.
The way you find steelhead in the markets will be whole sides of fish.
Oh, yeah.
There's bones in them. There are some markets that will actually take all the bones out, so that by the time you buy the steelhead, you don't have to worry about getting a pair of tweezers to pull the bones out. There are other markets that don't do that. So you should ask when you go shopping to see which markets do it and which don't. But the cooking of the steelhead, I've worked on this for quite a while, John, because I wanted to find an easy way to cook a whole side of fish.
Yeah.
Because the thickness is different. Near the head, the flesh is an inch or so thick. And at the tail, it might be a quarter of an inch thick. I figured the best way to do this would be at a low temperature. So what I settled on, and this works perfectly well, is I'll take a half sheet pan. It's one of those 17 by 12 sheet pans. They're bigger than a jelly roll pan. I line it with foil. I will set my one fillet of steelhead on a diagonal, which will just fit. I drizzle maybe a teaspoon of oil on it, and I rub it into the flesh.
Yeah.
And then I sprinkle it with salt and pepper. Okay, this is what I call the plain steelhead. Then I put it in my oven, the preheated 300-degree oven, on a central rack for 20 minutes. Then I take its temperature. I take out the rack from the oven and I have an instant read thermometer. I stick it right into the flesh near the head end, the thickest part. I only need to stick the thermometer in maybe a quarter of an inch or so.
Yeah.
If the temperature measures between 125 and 130 degrees, the fish is done. And the tail section is going to be perfectly tender at that temperature.
Don't worry about that tail.
Don't worry about that tail
section. That's done.
That's the easy, plain method. If I'm going to make an Asian-flavored steelhead, and there is a recipe for that on the MTPR website, it has a whole lot of flavors in it. It's got garlic and ginger and scallions and hoisin sauce and oyster sauce and regular soy sauce, and there's a bit of honey and agave, either agave or honey, and then there's champagne vinegar. It looks like a complicated mixture, but it's not. And you cook it very quickly on top of the stove with a half teaspoon of cornstarch, which just thickens it enough so that when your brew is completely cool, you spread it on the steelhead. You do not use the olive oil or salt or pepper. You just spread this glaze over the steelhead, and it'll stick to it. That little bit of cornstarch makes it, it's not going to run off.
Yeah.
You bake it for the same amount of time.
Okay,
about
20
minutes in a preheated 300-degree oven. Take its temperature after it comes out. If your oven is running hot or anything, take it out at 18 minutes. You can always put it back in again. But if it's close to 125, don't give it more than another minute or two. Then it'll be done. And you will be so happy with this method of serving steelhead.
I'm quite sure that that would apply for those steelhead that you're going to catch over on the Salmon River.
Oh, absolutely.
Which is not so very far from here. And I've been there in bitter cold days fishing for it. I'll tell you, it's one of the most sporty fish in the world.
It is.
I caught one once that did cartwheels down the river. I was absolutely astounded. And when it crashed, I thought, well, that's that. And I started to reel up my line. And the fish was still on it. Holy cow.
It is amazing.
Boy, did it taste good.
Oh, I'll tell you.
But I didn't have your recipe. If I'd had your recipe, I definitely would have used it because it's very simple. With that advice, I hope you will come back next time for
The Food Guys. La 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 la